Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Kevin Wooden. This will be the final coaches show of the season with Kevin Wooden as they have finished up their regular season and just coming off a road trip at Alaska against Alaska Anchorage and Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage. Coach, we kind of knew going down that, you know, if you were going to get a postseason bid, you would probably have to sweep down there. Obviously, that was a tough call, particularly with Alaska Anchorage. You did get a split, nice, comfortable win over Fairbanks before falling a little short against Anchorage. In general, taking a look at that road trip, how the girls play?
Well, we played pretty well, especially it's a long trip with a couple hour time change. It just takes a while. We started slow in Fairbanks, and both games were emotional for the opponents because they were their senior nights, so we got both of their best shots, but I believe we were either down one or ahead one at halftime against Fairbanks, and we played a very good second half. We were able to pull away. Anchorage just really played outstanding. You know, they just took us out of what we wanted to do in the first half. They were just dominant. We tried a lot of things, but they were just the better team that night.
When we talk about Anchorage, of course, you gave them a great game down here, only losing by two their team. And by the time a lot of folks hear this coaches show, we'll know whether they won their regional against Seattle Pacific. Again, two teams out of the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Again, just an indication of just how tough the GNAC was this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, the GNAC, again, was the toughest of the three conferences. And by SPU and Anchorage playing tonight for the regional title, I think that shows that again. But all in all, you know, a pretty good road trip. Just wish we'd have played a little bit better on Saturday, but that's the way it goes.
We're going to take some time for reflection to look back on the season and also take a look ahead at what's in store for Yellow Jacket basketball during the 2009-2010 campaign. When we come back, Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets & Company. We'll be right back with the second part of the Coaches Show right after this.
Since 1937, Conlon's Furniture has been the premier home furnishing shopping choice in Montana, the Dakotas, and northern Wyoming. Conlon's features a wide variety and assortment of major brand furniture and home furnishings to satisfy the first-time buyer, the heirloom seeker, and the most discriminating decorator. Conlon's has major brands like Lazy Boy, Broyhill, Sealy, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Palser, and Cochran. See exclusive collections manufactured specifically for Conlon's and marketed under Conlon's private labels. Custom order options are Conlon's specialty, and Conlon's offers great financing alternatives. You owe it to yourself to be comforted by Conlon's.
And welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Yellow Jacket women's coach Kevin Wooden. I'm going to take a look back on the season. A good season for Montana State Billings. Did not get that postseason bid, which they had some high hopes for, but boy, you know, they came close. Coach, let's talk a little bit, kind of focus on the early part of the season, because I thought you guys got off to a great start with some nice exhibition wins. It was really a very, very impressive start for you, and for the most part, I think we saw right away just what this team was capable of doing, particularly with some of the younger play, with some of the play you got from the younger girls.
Yeah, we got off to a great start. You know, we were able to establish a tempo that we liked to play fast. We're not very big, and we were really pleasantly I don't know if surprised, but just pleased with some of the play that we got off the bench early, so that we had more depth than maybe we thought that we had, and because of that, we were able to extend the full court pressure and try to get the tempo. And in our exhibition season, we were able to score quite a few points against good teams. So it was a good start, and then we played pretty consistently in our non-conference season as well.
You had one bad stretch in the middle of the season as part of the GNAC, and that's you know, arguably what cost you the postseason. I think you probably knew at the start of the season when you looked at the schedule that that was going to be a pretty tough stretch, but obviously I'm sure, and of course, if, ands, or buts, going back to that from a coach's standpoint, but obviously you'd like to have a few of those back.
Yeah, that was a tough stretch. I think there were 6 out of 7 on the road against very good teams, and we dropped a couple that were close, and you'd like to have switched around. In the other part of that is we won a couple close ones too, but it's hard to second guess yourself now. You just do the very best. I do like the way that we finished the season. We got hot towards the end, just fell a little bit short as far as postseason, but all in all, I think it was a very good season.
You had, obviously, it was a historic season in many ways for MSUB. A lot of players moved up in the rankings in terms of all-time stats. We've obviously talked about Alira Carpenter a number of times on this program. Jen Smith continued to move up the ladder in terms of rebounds for this team. I think particularly when we take a look at your seniors, and I want to talk a little bit about the younger girls too, but when we take a look at your seniors, you really got the kind of performances out of them that you'd hope for.
Yeah, our seniors set the tone this year. They played with passion and really worked hard, and you could tell, you know, there's a sense of urgency with them. And Alira and Jatan and Jen just did a fabulous job, you know, throughout the season. Alira always knew that she was going to be guarded by the opponent's best defender, and they were going to devise a game plan to stop her, but yet she was able to continue to you know, establish herself as you know, an all-region player. Jen Smith was really hurting physically all year, but just kept battling, and she had her best year by far. And I was really pleased with Jed. I thought she really came a long ways from the year before. Had an excellent senior season. And then Kayla, you know, due to her circumstances, wasn't able to play with us very much after the Christmas break. But her leadership and her abilities, you know, really had a positive impact on our team throughout her career.
You know, last year, if we'd have had this conversation, it would have been a lot of excitement looking forward to the next year, because you had all those seniors coming back, and for obvious reason, you'd have been very pleased about that. But the cupboard's not exactly bare here. I think of one player who I think took huge strides this year was Kayla Ryan. I mean, when you take a look at the GNAC, a number of really, really good post players, and Kayla Ryan did more than just hold her own against some very, very tough competition.
Yeah, Kayla had a great season, especially a conference season. You know, from Christmas on, I thought her game really elevated, and she did some incredible things there, and has established herself just being a sophomore now as you know, I think one of the top returning players, you know, at her position in the conference. So the future's bright for her. I know she'll work very hard in the off season, but she really improved during the year.
Another person that really stands out in my mind, you know, when we take a look at the sophomores, we got two sophomores from the Shepherd area. We've got Mandy Jacobs and Quinn Halverson. Let's talk about Mandy first. I thought there were a couple of games here at home where I thought Mandy, you know, if I would have picked a most valuable player at the end of the game, you know, she'd have been right up there. I thought Mandy really took some great strides for you as well.
Yes, Mandy had by far her best season, and you're right, she really impacted. She's a tough guard for people because she has the ability to play both inside and outside, and as she continues to work in the off season, I think she'll get better. She really dedicated herself last year, and was really pleased to see the improvements. She actually was a real big key in our final win at Fairbanks. She hit 3 threes in the second half when they were going to some gimmick defenses designed to stop Alira, and Mandy came in and really made a difference. So I expect her to continue to make great strides.
I was really excited when you recruited Quinn Halverson. I had a chance to watch her at Shepherd, and she was always such a spark plug, and I always thought of her as such a great offensive player. One thing that surprised me a little bit this year, to be honest with you, mainly because of her height, is the defensive intensity she brought to the court. You know, she would come in for a couple of minutes and get a nice steal for you or whatever. Again, just her sophomore season, and I expect we'll see more minutes out of her next year, but Quinn Halverson, again, showed some of that development that I know you wanted to see when you recruited her from Shepherd.
Quinn did a great job, really improved, and she has the ability to make the three-point shot and play multiple positions, whether it's point or a shooting guard. And she just has great anticipation and basketball instincts. So even though she lacks in size, she makes up for it with effort and heart. And then she's just an outstanding student as well. I believe she, at least at this point, she's still a 4 point and in a biology curriculum. So her accolades extend past the court as well.
I had a chance to watch Callie Stanhope when she played at Glendive too. Was always impressed with her as a real heady player. She got some great minutes for you. Your other Callie, the freshman, I had a brain cramp here. Callie, help me here. Kaltzman, thank you very much. Boy, that's embarrassing. But Callie Kaltzman, I was so impressed with her as the year went on. Came out of Napa, Idaho. I was kidding her that she didn't go to Northwest Nazarene, but she just wanted to come up here. And again, those two freshmen, from my standpoint, I knew Callie Stanhope, did not know Callie Kaltzman, but I was just very impressed with the performance she got out of them this season.
Yeah, both of them did well and established themselves very early. I think Chantel missed a game early, our conference or a Division II opener, and Callie Stanhope stepped in and really played very well that night. And is just a solid player, very fundamentally sound, and will I think we'll be looking for her to be a consistent scorer from the perimeter for us. She has great range and quick release, but she's just a smart player. And then Callie Kaltzman, I knew had the ability to help us, but she just really. Is a tenacious defender, plays very hard, is a very hard person to guard because she can go inside, outside. She takes charges. She plays a lot like a Jen Smith does, but to do it as a freshman, to be physical like that, it's hard to do, and she had a great year.
You bring up an interesting thing. I mean, I've been focusing so much on the seniors and the underclassmen, but Chantel Marcus coming back for another year. I know, again, honorable mention, GNAC, probably as good a defensive guard as there is in the conference. Obviously, that's a pretty good starting place for next season.
Yeah, Shan will look to leadership. She'll be a senior, as will Rachel, who was injured a lot of this year, but they both will provide that. But Chantel, athletically is one of the elite players in the league, and I just think that if she continues to improve, next year should be very special. She's so versatile and can do so many different things. She doesn't need to score to be effective, but she can actually hurt you in so many ways.
We're going to talk about next season, some of the recruiting areas that we'd like to shore up. That'll be coming up on the third part of the Coach's Show. Coach's Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company. We'll be back with the third part of the Coach's Show right after this.
No, no, no. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody, nobody, nobody.
For the best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Than your volume discount dealer, Danny Menholt Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head women's basketball coach here at Montana State Billings, Kevin Wooden. When we take a look at next season, obviously you're losing Alira Carpenter, losing Jen Smith, losing Jatan Metters. Those three seniors played a substantial amount of time for you. Next year you also won't have, of course, Kayla McPherson. She graduated. Obviously from Alira's standpoint, you've got somebody who averaged over 20 points a game. That's a very difficult thing, obviously, to replace. But when you take a look at next season, is it going to be a situation where have you got somebody already here that can maybe pick up that load? Or is it going to be more of a situation where maybe more people are going to have to kind of share the load, if you will?
I think it's hard to try to put anybody into that pressure where they're going to score that many points every time themselves. We'll just have to evaluate, when we get there next year with our style. We may end up being a little bit more inside oriented, and we might not shoot the three as much. So it's hard to say, but you know, we have to replace those points. But whether we have to do it with one person or more than one, it remains to be seen. But I think I'm confident that you know, we will have another successful team next year.
Sure. When you take a look at the recruiting trail, and I know you're getting set for that, already been involved with it to some extent. In fact, I know it's an ongoing process. But what are some of those areas that you're really kind of focusing on right now in terms of players that you'd like to shore up? Are there any particular areas that you're really kind of focusing on in terms of the recruiting process?
Well, we just need a little bit of everything, you know, because this year with our seniors, we lose Jet, who can play point guard or two position. We lose a two guard in Alira. We lose a Jen Smith type of player who's kind of an inside-outside threat, and then Kayla McPherson, a shooting guard. So we need to get three to four players at least, but from a variety of different positions, and we'll just be check out all the different options that we have, whether it be a freshman or a junior college type player. That's just what we have to evaluate, and hopefully in the next month or two we can get that shored up.
That's one of the issues. I mean, when you go out on a recruiting trail, and I suppose it depends on the situation, but do you recruit a particular type of player, you know, to play post or whatever? But it's because it seems like with Montana State Billings, particularly last couple of years, you've had players that were very versatile, and I suspect that's really nice when they can be interchangeable, whether it be a shooting guard or a point guard, or those are the kind of players that you typically try to get here at MSUB?
I do. I like versatility in both our guard or the ability to be inside and outside. You know, but it changes from year to year. You just have to kind of see what's available. But if we are able to, you know, get a player that can play both inside and out, and then create maybe mismatch problems for the opponent, or be able to do some things defensively because of that, then I think it's to our advantage.
Kevin Wooden, head coach, Montana State Billings, another successful year. Congratulations. I've enjoyed it and looking forward to the 2009-2010 season.
Thank you, Ken.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.